Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
If you're one of the lucky ones with a decent amount of time off over the Christmas period and maybe you're considering a last minute getaway, we have you sorted. Travel journalist Owen Curry is with me today to discuss some last minute winter Christmas deals. Owen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy pre-Christmas. Yeah. I don't know what you say on December the 23rd.
Christmas Eve. Isn't that what it is?
Eve of Christmas. Yeah. Yes, double Eve.
We were talking to Henry McKean a little earlier on. He was out at Dublin Airport and telling us about 2 million people that are going to pass through Dublin Airport over the Christmas period. Your top tips for people, you know, going to or flying into any of the country's airports over the next few hours?
Really, really good performance by the airports. The security queues have been great. We've had very few cancellations in Minneapolis inbound, I think on Monday, nothing today. And the big change is the security do not require you to take in and out bottles. They can allow liquids through. It's a big deal. You have no idea, Andrea, the amount of problems snow globes cost in Dublin
really?
And Shannon Airport. Over recent years, you know, snow globes are liquid and there was all sorts of people in tears and stuff like that. But anyway, it's all over. It's also very important for that, you know, people buy duty free, but people bring a nice bottle of wine, a nice craft whiskey from those burgeoning distilleries we have over Ireland. And, because you know, it would mean paying a colossal amount to check in a bag. It means now you can carry it in your luggage. It's a big deal. Getting through security has been easy. The big outbound day was Friday. I think it was Sunday in Cork, and I think it was Friday in both Dublin and Shannon. And the big inbound day is December the 28th. 115,000 people through Dublin Airport that day. That would be on a summer record a couple of years ago, but now it's not even the record for the year. Mm. It just shows how busy we are. We're travelling more at Christmas than we've ever had. We are travelling at levels that we saw at July bank holiday weekend. The inbound-outbound proportion is more outbound than inbound. And we tend to go to the same sort of places, mainly. You see, there's only a few real strong sun destinations recommend.
Yeah, if you're guaranteed the sun, yeah.
That you can get in four hours.
Where do you recommend?
Canaria. Well, the Canary Islands is where everybody's going. Morocco is also good, strong. Egypt's a bit longer, 5.5 hours. People fly Dubai, 7-8 hours. They also do 11 hours and passing through another airport, which you can do to the Caribbean or to Thailand, which is a big favourite. 70,000 Irish go to Thailand every year. But realistically, the Canary Islands is where most of us go for our sun. And there's two things. First of all, it's going to be rainier in the Canary Islands than at home, looking at the weather forecast.
Oh God, are you
Christmas.
Serious?
Well, it'll be warm, I suppose. There's there is a consolation. But the other thing is, the prices are really high. They just spike outrageously when the schools close. To give you an example, it's €400 each way if you're trying to book now. Obviously, people who booked earlier in the cycle got better prices to get to Gran Canaria. But if you go in January, the second week of January, the same flight is €40. So that's the sort of level of
that's
spike
the difference.
In price.
Yeah, if you've that kind of leave.
Absolutely.
What about people maybe, you know, thinking about heading off somewhere on the 26th, Stephen's Day, maybe the first flights out for a day or two, a city break, where would you suggest?
The cheapest time to travel, oddly enough, is December the 31st. People
don't
like travelling at midnight. And if you're travelling long haul, people coming to getting to Australia, they look at the prices and they break sweat. And then they see December the 31st cheap because people don't like being in the air for December the 31st, the midnight. They want to be auld lang syne-ing and all of that stuff somewhere. So it tends to be a little bit of a drop in the price in the middle of a very high peak season. But if you're not going to be paying those colossal prices, they're really good value to be got in places that aren't as warm as the Canaries. Mainland Spain being a very good example. Provincial airports like Santander, Seville, €100 each way over the Christmas period. Mm. It's still there and it's still available. It may be gone now within seconds of me saying this, so don't come chasing me saying I gave a price that doesn't exist. Also, and people sometimes forget, we've great connections with Germany, with Austria, and it's terrific. It's magical. The snow very often, if you're going to mountain resorts, and the way the whole Christmas tree culture is there. It's much less commercial than I find at home. Maybe that's an opinion that wouldn't be shared by everyone.
But I do
find German Christmas beautiful, and you can get very, very good prices, 70, 80 euro. Out for a break, hotel prices very good outside of the main hotspot, the Heidelbergs and whatever.
New Year's Eve, if people want to ring in the new year somewhere abroad, where would you go last minute?
I would look for Northern Europe, and they've put your nose in on price, and also got to remember that the big festival in Spain, and it's really worth being out there, is January the 6th, the Feast of the Three Kings, parades in all the little villages, the towns, everybody happy, children out, very very child-centric, very family-centric, really worth doing. New Year's Eve, Edinburgh is sort of the place everybody heads for, and the prices show that, the hotels and the flight prices show that, but there are other alternatives.
Listeners thinking of going skiing last minute in February, any places that wouldn't break the bank but are still likely to have good snow and a fun atmosphere?
Yeah, the snow has been, the early snow was very strong. Now, the way ski works, Andrea, is that France has the better ski and Austria has the better ambiance. And if you were to go to all the major European markets, everybody would, the vast majority go to France, and then fewer go to the other destinations like Italy and Austria. Switzerland is very good, but it's very expensive. What Ireland does is we go to Austria in bigger numbers than France. We like it. There's about 10 resorts, places like Vestendove, Saint Johann, places like that, that we have very, very strong connections with. We friends out there. The hotels tend to be, instead of run by big chains like Accor, they tend to be smaller family hotels with the daughter at the reception and the mama and the dad in
that's
the kitchen.
That's lovely, though.
And, you know, it's lovely. It's, yeah. We like it as a nation, and the prices are fairly good. What is a little bit different and it's going to affect everything, including the summer prices, is the charter market, which was mainly what ski did. I see that shrinking, and I see it shrinking massively for next summer, okay, which will cause a spike in prices. But there are good services to places like Salzburg and Munich. That early morning Munich flight is ideal, because within an hour and a half you'll be on the mountains, and the prices spike a little bit at Christmas, but they fall fairly quickly again. By January the 1st, they're down.
Just a few final questions, Owen. Listeners, as I've never been to Germany, would it be too cold to go in January? Are there parts that might be slightly warmer? I'm not against the cold, but I don't want to be freezing.
It's not a warm weather country, but it's not massively cold. What is different about the cold, and a lot of listeners will identify that terrible clinging, foggy cold we had last night that gets into your bones. Mm. The temperature can be lower in places like Germany and Austria, and you cannot feel as cold. It's quite interesting, that dry cold. And of course, everybody dresses for the weather really, really well. And don't forget Scandinavia as well. Terrific ski in Norway and terrific access.
And listener here just making the point, and probably well worth noting, I'm sure you know this too, Owen, when the kids are off now for the remaining days of the school summer holidays into January, we've decided to bring them on a last minute holiday to Lapland. We've always wanted to go. We looked pre-Christmas. The prices were extortionate. So we've decided to go in the new year. It's good,
yeah. Good move, because the resort, all the paraphernalia, the infrastructure, everything is still there. It's a very, very special experience. It is, and to my mind, overpriced a little bit, but it is that special time of a few years of a child's life. And it was a joy. I mean, not even going to Lapland, it was a joy. I'm through the airport a lot, but it was a joy to see the big queue in Terminal 2 for the Lapland Express, and the children and the happiness. And it's sort of thing that spills over into everything.
Fantastic.
Even the grumpy people who are going off with their briefcases.
Oh, listen, it's a pleasure as always. Thanks a million for taking the time to join us here on the show over the past year. We really appreciate it. Are you at home for Christmas or abroad, or where will you be?
I'll be home. I'm always home for Christmas. When the flights are full and the hotels are full, they don't really want to know me. And then in shoulder season, I tend to travel more. But I do enjoy, I really love Christmas at home.
Good.
And I'm one of those guys who plunges in the river on Christmas Day.
Oh, you're one of those. The Christmas Day swimmers.
To check the heart and get the cholesterol
fair
out
play
my
to
ears.
You. Listen, Owen, thanks a million as always. Travel journalist Owen Curry with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.